What started out as an oversaturated spring in Wisconsin has now turned into a hot and dry summer for much of the state, so dry that the fire danger is elevated along the west central and southwestern regions. And for a line of counties stretching from St. Croix all the way down to Green Lake, the fire danger is high. Catherine Cooley is a forest fire prevention specialist with the Department of Natural Resources. She says the recent dry spell has grasses and brush parched, but muggy conditions are helping.
Typically this time of year, we don't have the dryness in the air, so we still have that humidity, which is actually fortunate for us. But in the sandier soils, where we have a lot of pine trees, that soil moisture dries out rather quickly.
There were 20 wildfires across the state last week, with one in Sawyer County burning 13 acres. Cooley says pine trees are particularly at risk.
The fire behavior is telling us that the pine trees are really dry. So when you see that the fire reaching the tops of the trees, we call it torching. That really is a good indicator of some pretty erratic fire behavior.
Above all, Cooley says people need to practice fire safety to keep themselves and firefighters safe.
It's important to be careful with fire anytime you're in the outdoors, especially when we don't have the precipitation going on. And, you know, it affects our firefighters out there working when they have to respond to these fires. So it's just important to really be safe.
The DNR urges people to always make sure grills and campfires are completely out before leaving. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.